The following program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is Islam Today. The music is Islam.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we're asking people to call them if they've been because of the content, but these people, of course, affirmative duty of the AOL to clamp down and practice the policy that they say is in place. And there was, of course, when there was an incident when Joseph Lieberman, the senator who was running for the vice presidential nomination, was doing so that during the election period, anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish hate speech that was being published on that one, and what happened was talking to you all about the difference, because what is the difference here when the subject is Islam or Muslims or the Quran, shouldn't AOL practice the same policy in a fair and even-handed way? And the answer, of course, is yes. And the gist of this lawsuit is to the AOL to affirmatively and preventing people from breaking their service agreements by publishing this hate speech and the continued harassment of Muslims. And you can reach us regarding these topics. Let us know if you've been on the internet or if you've been subjected to any type of harassment in any of these things, whether it be on the AOL or not. And the number is 703-237-9199. And the number is 703-2199. This won't be because the number today will end in subject it's really just the last one. In AOL champions, the number today will want to say AOL's attention, but AOL has allowed the anti-Muslim hostility to continue despite repeated complaints. AOL has refused to address the community's concerns, so it is being had no choice but to file the lawsuit to get protection from the members of AOL. And when they ask how many Muslims are on AOL or use AOL, AOL has 32 million members around the world. We believe that there are many Muslim members, but we don't know how many. We expect that those interested in contacting to contact AOL contacting at yahoo.com. And if you think that you are a member of this class, you can contact AOLClassAction@yahoo.com. What exactly is discrimination here? We see some of this on the internet, and we hear a lot of harassment and abusive language and other things that are going to their opinions, even if those opinions or views may be bigoted. The situation is comparable to a restaurant. So the customer comes in and is subjected to racial slurs by other customers. The minority customer becomes the manager who says, you have two choices. You can either leave or stay here and accept the abuse. That's what happens in Muslim champions. This, there's even a case law saying that a business can be held liable if it's complacent or if it's complicit in discriminatory behavior by other customers. So what did Muslims want in this situation? Back Online says that a zero tolerance policy for hate speech is lacking in Chapman's. Muslim leaders of AOL want the policy enforced to Muslim Chapman's. We want AOL to make a protecting Muslim members from harassment. For example, AOL hire Muslims to serve as members or hosts in those Chapman's. It is unknown whether any members of AOL's community as canteen responsible for monitoring are Muslim. Told AOL that we wanted to sit down with them and discuss the concerns of Muslim American Online members, but AOL was not interested. We are still interested in sitting down with AOL to see if we can resolve this in mutually acceptable manner for AOL and its Muslim members. So the idea is of the problem. This is not just seeking monetary seeking money and damage as much as it is seeking an injunction getting the court to order AOL to do what it's supposed to do, which is to prevent this type of hate speech from being propagated all over the chat rooms of which AOL is responsible for. We'll be right back after this message or a brief break, and we'll be discussing or taking your hopefully calls or comments on the lawsuit against Online that has been filed because of the hate speech and the abuse that Muslims have been subjected to in the AOL chat. You can reach us at 703-237-9199. Again, the number is 703-237-9199. We'll be right back after this brief break.
The news now is digital open. The play is the critical policy, digital media, and public debate. The first of the minutes of ABS is the sign of the Washington Network, the fourth of American News.
because it's something he has to know to deal with a certain something. It's not for them to treat people welcome to their own view, but they are not welcome to promote hate speech, and especially in this type of form where they are all members of AOL, and according to the service agreement, they're all restricted. They're all restricted in terms of what they can and cannot say, and you can have your opinion, but there's no reason to advocate the sort of speech that has been advocated in this case, and things that are just literally, you just really believe. So it seems like they do not really believe Allah will allow Muhammad to turn heaven into a brothel. But did all you holy Muslims move all your requires camel pit today? This is just a brief sample of what the Muslim chanting on America Online. Probably on other networks as well. And also here again, another crying soul and speaking sympathy and so forth. That's not even the issue in terms of paying big money to be members of America Online and maybe other internet service providers throughout the country and the world. And they should get the same respect that others and received by these internet providers, these internet service providers. There were no terms of service protecting members. We can still see denial of public accommodation. And then the answer is, of course, that if AOL had not raised the community's hopes by claiming that harassment was like liberty, the community would not have had such high hopes regarding AOL as a family-friendly place. We are claiming a violation of civil rights because AOL has the resources and the authority to protect the community members from harassment, but choosing not to do so. How do you know that AOL has not taken sufficient action to protect the community members? And the argument could be made that they have, that they do come down on call. And the issue is that we don't know exactly what AOL has done in response to complaints from the members of AOL, but whatever they have done has not been sufficient to prevent the same people from coming back to harass Muslim members of AOL. So we continue to be for a long time, being NOAA is based in Chicago, and has complained on numerous occasions over the years, and has received no action from AOL to prevent those members from continuing this harassment and this speech. Or that AOL has in the past prevented and sometimes taken down on members who by publishing speech and so forth. It also has responsibility for hate speech and harassment in Chechnya. We assume this means they will prohibit hate speech and harassment in other Chechnya as well. We have not conducted discovery yet, but we already know of one particular example of America Online cracking down on religious bigotry. One, that AOL reacted very strongly when anti-Semitic comments were made. In Chinese, Senator Joe Lieberman was selected to be the Democrat vice presidential nominee. But other things going to be in doing so. The policy of zero tolerance for this type of behavior and this type of speech needs to be across the board. Should include the protection of Muslims who are members of the America Online in these chaplains. again, just in the remaining minutes, let me recap what is going on today in the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Associated Press. Many media outlets reported on the lawsuit that was filed against Meta Online in the Eastern District of Virginia, alleging two counts. One of those counts is the civil rights violation, a violation of public accommodation, discrimination in public accommodation in a place of entertainment, which these champions are. And the second count is a contractual, is a violation of the contractual agreement between Meta Online and the members, in which all members are to be protected. We objected to a use of language as has been needed out of these challenges. Very silly things, but callable comments have been made by members of the Meta Online in these challenges against sometimes. And even though Meta Online has been put on notification and been notified of these incidents, have chosen to do anything about it. In other cases, they have come from religious bigotry, and so you want to call the Meta Online to affirmatively do what they're supposed to do, which is prevent it from being used. And usually what they do is they give a warning, and if the warning is not taken seriously, and the abuse doesn't, the abuse continues, then Meta Online would cancel the agreement. Cancel those members from Meta Online, and that's what should have been done in these cases with time or not. And because the cause of action that was filed in the class action, they will be asking you to touch the third point in this case of the class action, meaning that potentially there could be tens, maybe thousands of members who are members of AOL and who have been subjected to this abuse on these America Online chat rooms would be a part of the lawsuit. And for those who are interested, they can write to AOL.com to get information on whether they would be neutral members. This has been reported for a matter of law, and we thank you for listening, and we hope to be on the air again next week to discuss the issue of the law that is important to you, or is informative, or explains the law in a manner that you can understand. The law peace be unto you.
This program has been sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, bearing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the Internet.
We'd like to take a minute to tell you that without your support, the IGN cannot make it. We need you. We need your support. Your financial support is what brought us here, and we want to continue in the future to be your voice, the voice of the Muslim community to the whole world. We want to build bridges and understanding between Muslims and non-Muslims. We want to build also connections with your issues, what concerns you in the local community, national issues, local issues. As you can tell, we are here to serve you, and programs like this are programs that you should support, and without the support, we couldn't have made it to this time, and we hope that next year you will even give more support than we have in the past. We're calling for you to pledge $1 a day to the media. $1 a day, $30 a month, $350 a year, which is really nothing. It's very few dollars a month for many of us. You can pledge either by calling our office at 703-241-9659 or by logging in to our website, www.idn.net, and pledge right there. Thank you very much, and assalamu alaikum.